Blog Talk Radio.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
All good.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
All good.
Had a few hills to climb.
All good.
Oh, 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 oh.
All good.
I don't know what you face tonight. But I know it's all.
Hey! said, I really do know better,
but I know better.
Oh, na 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 na,
but I know better.
That thing together like that, my brothers and sisters. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And when you can put it together like that, have faith. It's really, my brother, it really takes faith. It really takes faith to do this thing we call Christianity, you know, walking in Christ and trying to do God's will. It takes
Amen.
Faith. They're going to be
Amen.
Up. They're going to be
and
down. And I'm talking about sometimes it'd be so down, you'd be looking to yourself and saying, man, I'm in a spot, I don't know how I got there. But the only thing I know is I can just keep my hand in his hand. Everything
Amen.
Else will be all right. Because it's all God. That's what we had today. We still on prayer. And now, every time I think about it, if we don't need it, if you keep living, you're going to need prayer. There's nothing that we do every day that we can walk around and say we don't need prayer. We have to have prayer. If I'm right about it,
you sure right.
I don't want to move, man. I used to do that. I used to didn't do what I'm thinking right now. But now I find out prayer is essential, and it's imperative that we do it because God said do it. Oh, he knows. Oh, if you hear Jesus praying,
oh, come on,
the
man.
Christ, you hear him
yeah.
praying, you know that we got to pray. You know?
That's right.
We're dealing with Second Chronicles still, and it got a little cross reference with the First King, chapter 8.
Okay.
You know. But I want to say this here: Solomon had just built the temple, and
yeah.
now he's dedicating it, and he's praying over it. You know, he's the king at this time, and he's praying over
mm-hmm.
it. I thank God, you know how. Solomon come in here and doing this. I don't know you. I don't know, brothers. Y'all got a little noise. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear that.
I don't know it, brother. Lord, that's you. Hit the one button.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I think you might. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can
I
hear
can hear you. Yes,
hey,
sir.
How y'all brothers doing this evening?
We doing
well.
Good.
Y'all doing good?
Yes,
yeah, sir. Yeah. I thought about the praise, man, and I said, man, it's 5 o'clock. And like that's the time I be getting off.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
trying to catch it.
You called it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you called
yeah.
it, man. You called it. Well, we're in the middle of it. Yeah,
you got it.
Long for.
Huh?
We're in the middle right now. We're going to get it started in a minute. You have, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on, yes. I'm gonna put you on mute for a second.
Okay. Just pray for me.
Okay. Yeah, always.
Okay.
You know, always, yeah. Yeah. Reverend Henry, I don't know Reverend Two. You and Reverend
good.
Mike, one of y'all got to know it. You just got on.
Yeah, I was.
Unless it's me.
I was on mute. But I just came up to meet. I'll try to hang up and call back to see if it clear up.
I don't know that might be Reverend Mike though. He probably don't. Like he washing dishes or something.
No, I'm on mute. I'm muting my phone.
Oh. Oh, okay then. Okay. That might be me then. I'm making that noise. Okay. I try to get this thing going. Second Chronicles, chapter 6. And we stopped at You know, we really stopped at 21, right? We're going into 22, verse 22. We want to back up and look at this thing again, and then we're going to move on forward. How about that? We're going to back up to 17, then we're going to go. Then we're going to go forward. Go forward. 17, then we're going to go forward. So the Second Chronicle 6 and 17, then we're going to go on, go forward. You know, remember I told you it might take us a few times to get this all the way out because we want to make sure that we get it all the way out because, you know, you ever, and you don't want you guys to come in anytime. You know, anybody want to say something, come in before we get in there. But if there's ever a time that we should pray for one another in our house too, pray for our home, you know, pray for our automobiles, pray for the things that, you know, that God has blessed us with, you know. And that's what Solomon was doing. He was blessing and he praying for his family and praying for the children of Israel. And he just putting it all out there, you know. And he wanted to get God's attention. And I just love how he did it after he dedicated this prayer like he's doing. Because we at a time that prayer is essential, you know. We're at that kind of time. We need to be praying more and more because we know, anybody on this phone know what I'm talking about, that once you stop praying, once you cease from praying, that's when that old adversary think he got you. You know, that's when he think he has you. But I want to tell you, he don't want you praying because when you're praying, you're getting some protection. When you're praying, you're getting some strength. When you're praying, you're moving all the things around you could disturb your spiritual man. See, I'm a firm believer. I'd rather for myself now, to be reverence to God because he can harm the body and the spirit. The man can't do nothing but one thing. He can harm the body. But right at this point of time, we want to get off into the lesson. But I want you to know that Solomon was a wise man, and he know how to convey it. And as he articulate right now, we're gonna see it. We're gonna see how he moving with it, Reverend. We're gonna see how he navigate through this whole thing. And if time permit, we'll probably try to add. I know we're not gonna add. Gonna get through with all of this, but for the sake of time, you know, I think we want to tap in that King again, you know, trying to make sure we get King in there. First King, chapter 8, trying to tie it in there together in some kind of way, because he was some things I like how he did it, how he could bail it out. So we're gonna pray before we get in here. And I did hear brother-in-law said to keep him in prayer, you know. You know,
yeah.
I'm always put myself on there, you know. I ain't never not no breath, you know.
Add me to that list, Rev.
Yes, sir. I ain't never be nowhere that I know that with prayer going on. I got to get my hand to head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put my name in there because I know
that,
you know, you can't get enough of prayer. The communication with God needs to be really, really on the high right now. You know, we can't talk enough to tell you about how we need to be really looking for God to come in. We can't wave our hand enough to tell you that how we can take a time out and say let's pray for one another. Yeah, we'll put Brother Tim on that too as well. Brother Tim, we're gonna put Brother Tim. Like we got a list. Now this might not get done right at this time, but we'll before we get out. So I'm looking at Brother Calvin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Tim. Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
Brother Eric. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Eric.
Reverend Brian.
Yeah, you caught that. And if anybody
yes,
else, y'all just
Reverend
let me
Brian.
Know. Yeah, y'all let me know. We're gonna go in prayer. You know,
Reverend Williams.
Reverend Williams. Reverend Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Reverend
yes,
Williams.
Sir.
Yeah, got you, brother.
You know, I don't like to put the gift, but it's the truth. I'm gonna say it like this: you're afraid of me before man. When I get to my father, and get to before my father, I'm gonna turn
come
back
on,
like you turn your back on me. You know, y'all can allow
come
me to pray a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
prayer.
Sir.
Prayer. We're gonna put. We got so far. We got brother Calvin, brother Tim, brother Henry. Reverend Williams, and brother Eric, we got all of them on that. And watch this, and God's plan.
That's
God's
it,
plan.
Man.
How about that? God's plan. God's plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God's plan. But we're gonna put that. If he, we're gonna get into the lesson right quick. You ready, Rep?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for
Lord.
Here, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for we just don't sit it down one day and come back 6 days later and try to worship you, Lord. We try to do it every day, Lord. And we know worship
Lord.
Is more than listening to a song, Lord. Worshiping is what we're doing now when we come together, Lord, where there are two or three coming together in your name, Lord, that you are in the midst, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to hear this prayer, Lord. We ask you to let this prayer go to your heart, Lord. Then when you send it to our Father, which is in heaven, we know, Father God, that it came through Jesus Christ. So anything we didn't say it right, anything we missed, Lord, we know, Father God, that you know our heart, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to help us right now as we reason in thy word, Lord. As we get in thy word right now, we ask you to help us, Lord. Help us be able to convey it, Lord. And not just only just convey it, Lord, but help us to have receptive hearts, Lord, that we receive thy word, Lord. Lord, we're living in a time, Lord, that we should pray more, Lord, and we want to keep this on our mind right now, prayer, Lord. So we ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way through sickness, Lord. Have your way, Father God, for blindness in the spirit, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover our eyes, open our, take the cataracts off our spiritual eyes so we can see you, Lord. When we see you, we see all the other things that try to come against us. So give us that discernment, Lord, know what's right
and Lord.
What's wrong, Lord. Lord, if it's us, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, Lord, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, that the sins we don't know, Lord, we ask you to reveal it to us, Lord, so we can repent from it, Lord. Give us strength,
Lord.
Time us in this time of season, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Second Chronicles, chapter 6. And we're gonna bag up to 17. Back up to 17. I was counting last week about how many times we ran across that, oh Lord God. You remember that of Israel? We're going to start right now. 17. 17. Second Chronicles. 6 and 17. Now, then, oh Lord God of Israel, let thy words be verified. Oh, help me. Which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deeds dwell with man on this earth? Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heaven could not, I just had to get there, Reverend, contain thee. He said, how much less the house which I built, and he said, which I have built. He said, have respect, therefore, thy prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Of thy servant into the of to his supplication, O Lord, here we go, Reverend, my God, hearken unto the cry and prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. And then look at this here. I'm back up, y'all. He said that thy eyes may be open unto the house. Look here, the day and night upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldst put thy name there. He said, take hearken unto the what? The prayer which thou servant prayed toward this place. He said, hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant the people of Israel, when thou shalt make towards this place. He to hear it,
yes.
Even the heavens, when thou hearest, forgive. I want to stop that and back up. I got a little feedback. Must be on an intercom or something, because I can hear myself speak over there. Just a little feedback, yeah, okay. So we back up and say this here. Prayer. Solomon's praying earnestly right now. He is praying so earnestly right now. He establishes the Lord God. So we believe that is Yahweh. We believe that is Jehovah God that he's communicating with, because you know it had to be there, because he said heaven and heaven. And heaven can obtain you. Surely this house I just built, that's what he said, for you can tame you. But he asked them to have respect. You know what I'm talking about? Respect, prayer of the servant. So he coming humble to him. You know, we can't go bold to God like don't give no reverence. We got to have understanding that God can do anything he want to do. So we want to be humble to him when we go to him. So Solomon was so humble to him, let him know that, yes, I built this home for you. Because we know that at that time they used to carry the ark. They used to carry the ark in a tent. And one day his dad said that after having a fight one day, my brother and sister, and he was laying up there on his couch. And while he was on his couch, he was talking to Nathan, and he looked around, and he started considering things. God had gave him victory over a war, and he started looking around and said to himself, and then he started speaking out to Nathan. He said, "I'm sitting in the home. Can I say that? I'm sitting in the house with cedar wood, and I'm sitting in the house. Well, we got a lot of noise. I'm sitting in the house." With cedar wood. I'm sitting there with gold all around, brass all around. I'm sitting there and I'm seeing this, but God, the tent, because they believed that ark was representing God, because the Ten Commandments were there. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then we know that they carried around places to place, and he wanted to put a place that he could put this ark in where the holiness of holiness could be. And he said that he wanted to build it, but God told him he couldn't build this house. Help me, Holy Spirit, because he had blood on his hands. But watch this here. He didn't leave it there. He didn't left it right there. He allowed him to let his offspring to build one, and his offspring was Solomon. And Solomon was getting the chance to build the house. Now he didn't build this house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now he's praying. And he's thanking God. But also he's ministering at the same time, Reverend and brothers and sisters, because he's asking for forgiveness, not just for him, even the children of Israel as well. Because he know, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, if we just be humble when we get in God's prayer, when we get in God's in prayer, we want to ask God to forgive us. You know, we don't want to just go off into the prayer and then, like, we know, some of us know that we're not even worthy to even talk to him. That's why everything goes through Jesus now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because there was a time that the priest used to go before God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when the holy highest priest used to go before God, and then when he went into there, that it was so one time that one died, and he died because he got in the presence of God, and he died, and he stayed in so long that they didn't know he had died. So then what they started doing now is that they started tying a rope around him and put a bell on the end of his ephod. And so once he get in there praying, because he had to pray for himself first before he would pray for the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So what happened then, though, when he gets before them, and if he takes so long, a long time, that they can hear if he had died, because he'll fall on the ground, and the bell would move and say, ding, 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 and they pulled him out because he died in the Holy Spirit. Don't you know you don't have to worry about that now? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to worry about that no more, because Jesus came and he broke the veil between the man and God. Now we can go to Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus taking our prayer to the Heavenly Father. But at this time, Solomon was talking to him. And he told them in verse 19 to have respect. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That he said, therefore, the prayer of thy servant, of the supplication, oh, Lord. He said, oh, Lord, my God. He said, hearken unto my cry and my prayer with what thou servant pray before thee. Mm. If you ever just understand prayer, you know, you don't have to sound like certain people, how they know how to say Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the eternal God, because that's what he is. We believe that. Some people know how to reverence him. We don't knock that. But sometimes or another, you don't know the saying. But you know what you can say? Lord, have mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, forgive me. You know, I'm not worthy to even be in thy presence right now. But I want to tell you, you just get a reverence to God when you came like that. But Solomon was going a little deep with him because he was going to honor the house that he's going to sit in. He said, and I love how he did it in 20, see, they pray to the east. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They pray towards Jerusalem. And praying towards Jerusalem, that it was customary that we told y'all last week how Daniel did it. And Daniel prayed three times a day to him. And he prayed to the east. And then this is what Solomon said, we pray towards you in verse 20 when you tell him, we put your name on this house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you go to a church, I know we got denomination. I know we got that. I know we got names like that. But when it says, when you go in there and God is nowhere in there, help me, Holy Spirit. If God is nowhere in there, you're in the wrong house. And I'm talking about the God that created the heavens and earth. So, because you got to distinguish who you're going in to worship. Because if you're going there and worship as any other God that you believe is in the holy book, you're serving the wrong God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
You're serving All right. the whole God. Because when you step in this house, and his name is Jehovah Jireh, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If he ain't the Jehovah BC, if he ain't Jehovah Yahweh, if he ain't, watch this, Reverend Henry, if he ain't Elohim, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
If he ain't dealing with that God, you're dealing with the wrong God.
Yeah.
you got the wrong God for. I don't speak Arabic. I got a little Greek and a little Hebrew here and there, and I got a whole lot of English. So I'm telling you with the English language that we call him Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. We don't mind telling that we're dealing with that God, because it wasn't just no any God he was talking to. I want to express that really to you, because he wants him to hear him. And he said, I want you to hear my cry. I want you to hearken unto me. And then, and I love this part. He got all the way down at verse 20. If you don't get nothing else, he was so humble. He got all the way down, and he asked him to hear him. Hear what he asking them to hear him, and he asked them to hear from the children of Israel as he make this petition and supplication to him. But he, at the end of that, he said, when thou hearest, forgive. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive.
Yeah.
Forgive. You don't hear what I'm saying. Forgive.
Yes, sir.
And I want to do something. Maybe you might be holy. So holy, this might not be working for you. I want to give you this, and I love going to the scripture when I do it. I love going to Romans 3. Can I go to Romans 3 and 23? I just love reading. I just love reading it. And this says, for all. Now, that word means something to me. For all. Now, not some of us. He said, for all have sinned and came short. What is it? Of the glory of God.
His glory of God. Yeah.
All of us. All of us need forgiveness. Jesus was on the cross. He didn't just go there for this this one person. He went for all mankind. But what's happening here, you got to accept him. He's not going to force himself on you. You got to receive him. You got to believe that he did die and rose. But it has to come out your mouth. It has to come out your heart. But Solomon believed at this time that he wanted God to forgive him because sin had went so far. Now he want to make it right, Reverend. He wants God to come in and dwell with them. He wants God to come in with them. Don't you want God to come in your house? Don't you want God to come with you? Look at yourself. You are the temple of God. You are that house. You are the representation of God. When people see you, they should also see God. Help me, Holy Spirit. They should also see God. What I'm talking about, they shouldn't be guessing if you serving God. You should be so guilty that you love God. I mean, you don't have to tell nobody this, and if you do, that's all right. But you don't have to tell nobody you blessed and highly favored. You don't have to tell nobody that. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is tell them this here. If God give you away the witness, and tell them that how much you love him and how much he's been a good God in your life and how much that you, if it had not been for him, I knew I deserved justice. You know, can I talk to you for a minute? Can I tell you how much he saved? Well, then they might say, what did he do? What did you do so bad? Well, I did so bad, I didn't worship him like I was supposed to. Somebody said, well, I like raising my hand. I like praising him, Reverend. I like lifting my hand to him. I'm not talking about that kind of worship. I'm talking about a worship that when you try to live, as he was obedient. You know what, Reverend? Look what the Holy Spirit gave me right just then. I wish y'all could hear me. Hope I ain't talking too much and nobody don't hear me. You know what Jesus did, but Adam didn't do? You know what Adam didn't do when Jesus done? You know what he did?
Come on there.
One thing he didn't. Adam sinned and Jesus didn't. We got that understood right. We really got that understood right. But it's another thing Adam did that Jesus did do and Adam didn't do. You know what he did? Adam did what? Obey. He disobeyed.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus obeyed all the way to the cross. He obeyed. Oh,
that's
help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm saying? So we've been covered and we've been changed because of his action, what he did with the blood sprinkling over us right now. But also just because it was his blood coming out of him only because the sacrifice, obedience, what he did unto death. So what we need to do, when we say we're picking up a cross, we should be obedient to what he asked us to do. Now, I'm going to tell you this. We have to tell you. We can't tell you that this is live any kind of way and serve God.
Mm-hmm.
That would be wrong teaching because the scriptures told us we can't do that. The scripture said in Romans 6, if I don't get on mine, he said, what shall we say then? It's 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? I'm in the book, right? So we're not telling you that all of us sins, I keep on. No, we're not telling you that. We're telling you that grace will run out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
Paul was telling the Romans, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid.
Yeah.
God forbid. He said, how shall we that are dead to sin live, what, longer therein? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that if somebody said, well, man, I got to fix myself. You can't fix yourself. I couldn't fix myself. I still can't fix myself. But somebody fixed it for all of us, and it was Jesus. So what I want to offer you and tell you that just give it to Jesus. Wherever you're weak in, give it to Jesus. Stop resisting what you know is wrong. Resist it. Resist it. Resist it. Whatever it is, resist it. And then watch this here. The devil's not going to stop pulling at you. He's not going to stop trying to put things in your face. And then let me tell you something. You don't have to say yes to everything he say, but say yes to everything God say. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reason why I say that, because it's delusion right there. It seems like it's right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It seems like it's right, but it's not. It leads to destruction. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he's trying his best to get us to turn from God. He is. He's really trying his best. He's putting a lot of things out there to trap us. And most of it is that social media now. That social media got us so consumed now. It's got us so wrapped up now. Some people came, they'll turn all the way back to go get their phone. They'll leave the house and turn all the way back and go pick their phone up. I know I'm right about it. There's a time I just left mine and didn't go back and get it. But I'm going to tell you right then, I'm not saying you don't have to have it. I know we use it for a lot of things, but I'm telling you, don't let it consume you into sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm saying here, forgiveness. You want God to hear your transgression. See, our transgression is part of the what? Some of the Ten Commandments. So what I'm saying is that you might not think it so, that the Bible said a liar would not tarry in his sight. And somebody said, well, I just told a little bit. He said a liar would not tarry. He said he put us in the same as a murderer. Help me, Holy Spirit. He put it in the place of a busybody. He said, what is a busybody? Someone going house to house and spreading gossip. He said, he put it in there. That is a sin. He put you in there. I'm not like the ultimate lifestyle people. But you're in the same category because the H-E double hockey stick, it's got the same place for all mankind. It's not a different one. It's not a different one. But what you should know is repent. If you haven't repented from it, repent. Ask God for forgiveness. Now watch the scripture here. If a man sins against his neighbor, and I'm still in the book, y'all. I think I'm still in the book, right? If a man sins against his neighbor, in the oath, watch what he said, be lie upon him to make him swear. Watch this now. In the oath came before the altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and do the judge thou servant by the what? Requiting of the wicked for what? Recompense of his ways upon his own head by the justifying of the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. You hear what it said? According to his righteousness. Well, I love how God put it. When you have a thought, when you have something that someone that came to you, And they ask you to forgive them, help me, Holy Spirit. And they've been earnest with this forgiveness. They want you to listen to them because they made a very big error against you. You're supposed to seek and try to find a way. Because when they come in this house, that's what he's saying. When they come in this house, there should be a place that we should be forgiving people if they're sincere about what they're saying. If they're sincere about it, you should be able to receive what they give to you. Somebody said, well, you just don't know what he did to me. You just don't know what she did to me. I got to judge this just like this. It was so wicked. But let me tell you something. The wickedness, if they don't repent, the recompense means it will be paid back in a way that they did. If they did it in the bad way, and they didn't repent from it, it's going to come back on them. But if they repent from it, God is going to receive it like it's unto righteousness. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you're supposed to seek amen through the oath of that. You know, because you don't want the brother swearing. Because the scripture said we should not swear. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, swearing here, it might be cussing. Help me, Holy Spirit. It might be that he cussed him out. He gave him some profanity. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Now, you don't have to deal with that person. Watch this here. Because some people, you probably have to cut off. Because that person then put himself or herself in a situation you would have to. Because if he or she calls you to sin, then you need to get away from him. You know, you need to back away from him. Now, if she came and asked for forgiveness and you feel earnestly he's done it right, then you're supposed to forgive them. But if you don't feel comfortable with that person, you ask God to help you with that. Let them – see, I find out when you go to people and you ask them to forgive you, you know, if you got a wound there, you got to let them heal. You gotta find a place to see, because if you cut that wound so deep and wide and long, it takes some time for them to, some people to heal. And some people just forgive you right off the bat, Reverend. Some people just forgive. But some people, it say, man, I just can't keep giving you my heart because you keep standing in it. You keep standing in it. Every time I give you my heart, you just stand all on it. And I'm trying to trust you, and then you stand all on me. And you use me as a, not physically, punching bag, but spiritually, you causing me to might want to say something back to you the way you talking to me. So that person, you might have to cut off. You know what I'm talking about? You might have to get back off them until you get right, and that person get right, y'all can have a relationship. You know, because some people you will have to walk away from. You will have to cut loose because you know how much you could take. Oh, here, man. Can we go there? Since we there, look how the scripture unfolding itself, y'all. Look how this, see, because I'm going to tell you something. I know sometimes it's very hard to do this here by forgiveness. I know it is. I know it can be so hard. But God forgave us for everything we've done. He did it before we was even born. Is that right about it? He done all of this before we was even born. Before we even stepped a foot on this ground, he done it. That's why you ought to know that he's real. That's why you ought to know that God is merciful, because he can look at your sin and forgive you. But I do know things get tough. Don't think I don't know that. I do know people can be really rough. It can be really hurtful. If you're not ready to look at that person in that way of forgiveness, you need to go to the altar and ask God to forgive you. And that situation pan out when God gets a hold of it. Because we find out, help the Holy Spirit, we find out if you don't watch it, it'll transfer to you. It'll transfer to you. What I'm saying, that forgiveness. Because if he cuss you out, she cuss you out, she mentally hurts you, and you're not ready to receive the forgiveness because you think it just lifts her, you need to pray for yourself with that too, to make sure that you're making the right decision. And then you might need to tell them this right here. So give me time with it. Let me heal, man. That was very hard for me, what you did. And then you go to God and pray. And ask God, say, God, I want to forgive her. I want to forgive him, but it hurts me so bad. And God knows our weakness, because the book says it. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. He said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But what's what he said? But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that you are tempted. I love this. He said that you are able to stand. He said, but with the temptation, he will also make you a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That's where we at. That's going to be some stuff. You're going to have to leave. That's what the escape is. God knows you can't handle it. He do know that. But he can handle it, though. Give it to him. He can handle it. He can handle it. But he'll give you a space to leave. So when he tells you to leave, you have to leave now. Now don't stay there, because she gonna get you riled up, or he gonna get you riled up, and you can't resist the counter back at him or her, because who wins then? Who wins then? The adversary. The adversary wins when you go back to him like that. The adversary wins when you go back to the person, because the God we serve, he's the Prince of Peace. So if you feel like that's not the time to peace, then you need more prayer with it. Go in prayer with it. And stand back. Now, why did I hit it that hard? Because God wanted you to make it in. He don't want you that to block you from getting in, because you don't want to forgive. Because the Bible says this here now. It says it just like this here. If a brother come to you and watch this here, and sinned against you, you're supposed to rebuke him. And he said, but if that brother come and ask for forgiveness, and he says it, then you're supposed to forgive him. And then he said, and he come back the same time, he said, you're supposed to forgive him. He come back and do it again, he said, you're supposed to forgive him. For long, trust me, God will take care of that. You just keep giving it to God. Eventually, God will move that spirit or him or her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God will move some people out your life. God will move some jobs out your life. God will move some tangible things out of your life. God will move some materialistic things out of your life. Because he don't want that thing that you call, that you can't forgive, be a God to you. Because that's what you didn't turn into. Now you didn't turn it into that I just can't do it. Yes, you can't. Give it to God. He'll give it to you. He'll give you a place to make that. See, some people need to see us in our bad spot, how we respond. Did you know how many people watching you? Did you know how many people looking at you? Because one day you talking about how great God is, how holy God is, and then when a little adversity comes, a little trial comes, and you don't know how to say, you don't know how to step back and say, I know God's going to handle this here. Now, I'm not telling you to stand there and let nobody bust you in your mouth and hit you in your face and all that. I'm not saying that. I know Jesus done that. You know, I know that. I know he done that. I know he let the people hit him 39 lashes. I know he let them spit him. I know he done all that. He done it all for us so that when we go through things, that we can bear the things we do. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not telling you let nobody put their hands on you. I'm telling you, when you see something like that finna happen, you get away from that person. So he won't get to that far. Now, why did I went that far with that? Because I do know we're living in a time that people say, use that Popeye syndrome. I done took all I can. I can't stand no more, and I got to do it. Now, don't do that, because the adversary wins then. You just walk away. You just walk away. Watch what the scripture says. And if the people of Israel, back in 2 Chronicles 6:24, and if the people of Israel be put to the worst, watch this here, before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, he said, watch this, and should turn and confess thy name and pray. Look at the scripture now. And pray and make supplication before thee in this house. He said, then hear from the heavens and forgive the sin of the thy people of Israel and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest. Look what he said, to them and to their father. If that ain't plain. If that's not plain enough for you, let me try to add a little bit to it then. He's letting them know, I want you to be here. I want you, when the people come and they pray and have a problem, I'm going to put it like that, and they come before you and they repent from them, I want you to forgive them. Because I know it's going to take you. It's going to take you for them to understand that you can take care of whatever they're going through. Don't fight nobody. Don't go back and revenge nobody. I got your back. I got it. That's what he wants. He wants them to hear from them. But what thing we got to do now, man, we have to repent, though. He's not going to hear us until we repent. We have to ask him for forgiveness before we go to him. Well, if we don't do that, it just stayed in the room. It never left out the room, help me, Holy Spirit, because he has to hear that confession from you. He has to hear that before you give him the supplication and your petition, you have to repent. How many of you went to God before you repent and went to God and God bless you before you got up out your prayer? You got a phone call. You got a text. You got something that confirms what you got, what you have been praying for. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to probably need some help, brother. Y'all come off the mute. I hope y'all ain't got no noise, but y'all, I'm going to need some help with this one. I'm going to need some help. So what I'm trying to convey right here, Jesus Christ didn't only come to the earth just to heal you. Can I say that? Jesus Christ didn't come through 42 generations just only just to heal you. Yes, he did heal. But his main thing to come for us to do is to what? To put us back in God's hand and heart.
Mm-hmm. Salvation.
That's it. Because if he didn't do this, all of us would have never had an opportunity to have what we have right now is salvation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what he did. If you sick, because I'm sick too. I feel a few things going on. If you got a mental problem, you got things going on, he will heal you. He will heal you, and he will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
But that forgiveness is a sin. If you don't forgive, that turns to a sin.
Yeah.
You have to forgive, just like he forgave us. So Jesus didn't only come just to heal, but he come so man can get right back with God, fellowship with God.
Yeah.
Because the fellowship broke when Adam did what he did, when he disobeyed God. God said, you can have every tree out in the garden except this one. Except the one. And he disobeyed him. But Jesus obeyed him. Did Jesus obey him, brother? He obeyed him.
Yes, he did.
He obeyed him all the way through. He obeyed him so much that he told him, and I must read it, man. Y'all don't mind if I go read this. I must read it. Jesus told the people, and he told, and he, when he was conveying it to them, it takes a lot to when you're dying. He was dying, and he stopped, and he said, "Eli, Eli, sabachthani, my God, why thou forsaken me?" He said that. Is it right about it?
Right.
I want you to hear me. Jesus said that, and I want you to have a confirmed understanding of what I'm saying. He said that, but let me give you this hint. He said it, but he kept on going, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He went a little farther and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He said that. Is I'm still in the book? He said
right,
that.
Yes, sir.
He looked right at them and know how they stoned him, know how they persecuted him, laughed at him, and he told them to forgive them while on the cross. If Jesus, when somebody said, "Well, I'm not Jesus," if he's inside of you, you should kind of consider that a little different now. If he inside of you, somebody said, "What you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
If you have accepted him as Lord in your life, he's supposed to be inside of you. So if he's inside of you, you should have that same strength that he had on the cap. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, "Nah, we ain't like nah." I said, "Yes, he'll give it to you. Ask him." Somebody been around long enough, know what I'm talking about. He gave you strength when you didn't think you could do it. He gave you strength when you didn't think you can do it. Sickness was there. He gave you strength. People talked about you. He gave you strength. They shut doors on you. He gave you strength.
Mm-hmm.
Just obey him. Obey his voice. You could hear him. Somebody said, "What can I hear his voice?" I dare you to start reading his Bible. Then you'll hear his voice more. Mm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You'll hear his voice more. The more you get intimate to him, the more he'll release his Holy Spirit in you. The more you get in the Word, the more he'll increase his love on you. The more you open your heart to him, the more he'll open up. Don't you know you can serve God much as you want to? He's not going to force
mm-hmm.
himself. We are trying our best to persuade you Jesus is salvation.
Yes.
Jesus was the best example for man. Never in our life did we want to make our sermon, our testimony, watch this here, our witness that we are superstars. Help me with this, Lord. We too will have to pray for ourselves. You just heard them. Every one of the preachers put their name on the list. We don't want to leave here without getting prayer. You know, this here is showing you that I would leave if I had a problem with forgiveness. I want to leave us with that verse 25, just like that. I want to leave it just like that. I'm going to go back to 24. I'm going to read it one more time. If thou people Israel be put to the worst, that's what he said, right, Reb? Before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee. That's what he said, right? And shall turn and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house. That's what he said, right? I'm at 2 Chronicles now. It's in the book. 6:24. He said, then, hear. Is he making it plain? Then hear.
It's plain.
Thou from heaven. Then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel and bring them again unto the land which thou givest them. Watch this, brethren. And tell thy father. So let me just add this land. See, God promised them land. He gave it to them. But they were sinning, so God put them out the land. But do you want to go to the land that we've been promised? Oh, help me. Hold on.
Right.
Did you want to go to the land that he promised us? Can I just give you this? Because that's going to be it for me. Can I give you the, if you just want to get on board? If you don't know the Lord, can I invite you to the land that he has for us?
All right.
You might not have heard about the land that John seen.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have heard about the land that Reverend Garden gave him to see. You might not heard about the land that they seen was physical and tangible. But God let spiritual eyes see the land. So let me get a little witness here. If you don't believe, Reverend and I, and whoever believe in God, there was a scripture in Revelation chapter 21. I'm going home now.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, and I, can I do that for myself? I'm going to be careful when I say this. He said, Revelation 21, he said, and I saw a new heaven. Oh, now just preaching this, dog. You know what this is? He said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea." Do you want to get introduced to that land? I'm trying to introduce you to that land. He said, "And I, John, watch this, Reverend Henry. And I, John." Can I switch that? Yeah, allow me to switch this a little bit. And I, Reverend Henry, and I, Reverend Williams, and I, Brother Eric, and I, God's plan, saw a new holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God.
Yeah.
Look what he said, of heaven, prepare, is up there in the book? Prepare for a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, help me, Holy Spirit, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Help me, Holy Spirit. And what? And God for himself shall be with them, and they will what? Be their God. And God shall wipe away. Now, watch this now. Away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall be any more pain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For the former things are passed away. For he that sits upon the throne, I'm in the book, y'all, behold, will make all things new, me, Holy Spirit, and say unto me, write. That's what he told them now. He said, write for these words.
Mm-hmm.
Of what, Reverend? What are they?
True and faithful. They're true and faithful.
Can you do that one more time for me? Listen.
Yes, sir. They're true and faithful.
Can you do it one more time for me?
Yes, sir. For these words are true and faithful.
One for the Father.
Yes, sir.
One for the Son. And one for the Holy Ghost. We believe that's the Trinity. We believe they all in one. Oh, help the Holy Spirit. So we believe we're going to the place where the wicked shall cease from trouble. Worry shall be at rest. Hey, we believe the tears going to dry up, that they were sad, but now they're going to be joyful now. So we're going to that place. See, Simon gave them a physical, tangible thing. But God showed John and others a spiritual realm. Yeah, we're going to see this one day. Yeah, yeah. We're going to see that new Jerusalem in heaven one day. We're going to see it. I ask you to get on board if you don't know the man. I ask you to get to know him while you have the blood of one of them warm in your vein. Because there's going to come a time that you ain't going to have this opportunity to make a choice. Because when he come back, the second time, the second death, that you won't have it. Be in the book of life when he comes. Don't be in the book that he going to judge out the dead, the one and the dead in the sea. Don't be the one that going to judge your work. See, when we get before, he ain't going to have to judge our work because we've already been redeemed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Bought with a price because Jesus paid it all. We've been, can I say this word? Vindicated. It's a pardon,
yes,
man. Yes, sir. We ain't got to go to no. We ain't got to go to no courtroom for this one. He made it all possible for you and I. So get to know the man before this thing gets shown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joe Osteen down in Houston didn't know the woman gonna walk in there, do what she did. Didn't know service. You think you're just praising God? Someone come had another agenda. You just don't know. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be thankful always. But know this. This day could be your last day. It could be your last day. It could be your last hour. It could be your last minute. Know the man before you leave this earth. In the name of Jesus. May God bless you and keep you. We stopped on 24. We'll be back on Thursday to be God's will to keep on going. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend Wells. Amen. Praise God for that message. Praise God for that message. God bless you. Amen. Reverend, it's open for y'all. Y'all come on in. Y'all won't be so dumb.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God.
He
summed it up.
God bless you, Brother Calvin.
Yeah, yeah. Same to you, all the brothers.
God bless you. Yeah.
Pray for peace. Yes, peace for the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Brothers, peace for the world. Yes. I know how we do. I understand, but the invitation has been given. It's been given. You know, man has to make a choice. When I say man, I mean I don't speak agenda with that. Let me do so. I don't speak agenda. That means all mankind. That you choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve mammon? Choose God. Best decision you ever made. And you're not going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. Just get up. You hear what he said? He said when he sinned the worst, Solomon said when they sinned the worst, Reverend Wayne, Reverend Henry, Brother D, when they sinned the worst, he said, when they come before you in this house. That's what he said, right? He said, hear them. I want you to hear them and forgive them, man. I want you to do that. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's beautiful, man. Ooh, that's beautiful.
Man.
That's beautiful. I understand. That's beautiful. Sometimes, when the word goes forth like that, I understand that too. So that's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Yeah. But it's always a call.
Yeah.
It's always a call.
Yeah,
come to Jesus.
Beautiful.
Come to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, come to
yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
We've been taught that all you can do sometimes is just wave your hand. That's all you can do sometimes.
Yes, sir.
That's all you can do sometimes. Wave
beautiful
your hand.
Word.
Sometimes
Lord,
that's all we can do, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Wave our hand.
Beautiful word.
Reverend Mike, that's
beautiful.
All we can do sometimes. Just wave our hand. Sometimes we don't even take a rebuttal. Just wave our
Amen.
Hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about it. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Beautiful today. Thank the Lord for that word. Thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Thank the Lord. Being able to gather together. One more chance. Another time in His name. Canada. A blessing, even a privilege. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's so pretty. Well, we know we don't do that. We're gonna do it like this. And if it's we got a prayer list. We got God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the people of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand that, Reverend. Brother
mm-hmm.
Calvin, Brother Tim.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. Brother Eric.
Reverend Brian.
We'll catch that later on.
Yes,
and I understand. No, I understand. And thank God for the word, man. You know, we often say, we like to always lean our head on those psalmists. Sometimes, you know, when you hear the word, Reverend Wayne, when you hear the word like you did yesterday, and you hear the word, and you know God and really visit us. You know, just sit back and. You just look at the word, and the psalmist tells us that the words of my mouth. The meditation of our Lord, the acceptable, our sight, O Lord, my strength. Watch it. I know you Bible know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Once the word that went through Reverend Wynn preached so hard yesterday. Once the word that went through just a while ago, we believe. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Be acceptable unto thy sight. Our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and I thank God for it, man, because I know He spoke, because He wouldn't let me leave that forgiveness around alone. Children of Israel had a really bad problem, man. You know, sin was right there a lot. You know, and we can't look at them. We know more in Israel. We seen the king. We know the king read. He wrote.
Come on.
And yeah, we can't look at them and say they all just know better. We should too, because we know there's a risen Savior. We know there's a risen Savior, and yet we fall. But get on up.
Yeah, we do.
And be a worshiper. Worship of God. Get on up. And dust your feet off, dust your back off, dust your head off, wherever it is, just get on up and let God be God in your life. Let him rule in your life. And watch this. He'll say, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but come up over a little height. I'm going to make you over a minute. That's what we're seeking for, to be on this right hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If your brother, y'all heard that list, you know, one of y'all brothers want to pray?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, that was Brother Calvin, Brian, Reverend Williams, Henry, Brother Tim. Am I leaving that in? God's plan?
Yeah.
The world.
Yeah.
Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer with thanksgiving.
This might not go right. But just let me do this because I want to put some, you know how you said, put some respect on my name? Let's say God's people in the world. How about that?
Okay.
Because you know what God think about the world. Let's put that there. God's people in the world. You know.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna be. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. Y'all know what I'm talking about. God's people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So let God be. Amen. Let God be the judge. Let God be the judge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. There you go, Rick.
Yes, let us pray. Father God, eternal God, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you, Father, how you allowed us to assemble this moment, this time, Father God, to witness another great lesson, Father God, to witness another coming together, another of you sharing your revelation of your word among us. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, Father God, as you allowed us to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to tune out the things of the world and tune into you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this enriched chance that you've given us, Father. We never take it for granted, Father God, to hear your voice.
Yes.
Never take it for granted to hear from you, to talk to you, to sup with you, even in prayer and supplication. We count it as a blessing, our honor, that you would allow us, even in this moment in time, that we could come to you and, Father God, just give things that are on our heart, Father God, and give things that are on others' hearts, Father. Some ask for prayer, some, you know, each and every one, Father, even the names that were called, Father, you know, Father, before they entered into our ears, you have already known and looked on each and every situation, and you were just standing hoping that they would call upon you and ask, Father God, we ask that you take care of the special needs of your people, Lord God, people that are called by your name, even the ones that are trying, Father God, to be Christians in this day and time, Father, even those that are having rough times, Father God, it seems like on every hand, trouble is buffing at them, but Father, we know that they can only go through what you allow them to go through, and we ask, Father God, not to move the mountain, but give us the strength to endure the things that we need to endure that will make us better people for you. Give us the strength, Father God, to be able to come up out of the valley of despair, the valley of weakness, the valley of, oh, Father God, of the sin that would wrap us up and tangle up and make us hinder us in our walk, Father God, removing the things that are displeasing in thy sight. In the name of Jesus, that we may hear your voice even clearer, that we may see you, Father God, that we may be able to walk by faith, that our faith even becomes sight as we trust totally in you, not upon ourselves or what we think we might know, but we want to, what we need and want to know is more of you, Father God. Bless us to lean on you more. Bless us to trust in you more. Oh, Father God, thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the message and the messenger on this day. Thank you for all the listening ears that turned aside to hear, every heart that was open with a receptive spirit to hear what thus saith the Lord. And thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, Father. Bless us to take this word that you've given us, Father, and meditate on it in our heart, and not to just let it go in one ear out the other, but let it be for our spiritual nourishment as we lean, Father, as we trust, as we depend, as we accept your word, as these words are being true and faithful. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for entrusting prayers to us, Father God, that we would have the faith to know that we is not by our might, but it's by your spirit, Lord, and by your grace that you've given us, that we may, oh, Father God, accept this salvation and be washed by your blood. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for yet another opportunity. Bless us, Father God, to be better children for you, that we may be vessels that you can use, that we'll be ever mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the power. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God.
So, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Man.
Thank you,
Lord. Dean Martin is here tonight, and he traveled so many years with A.A. Allen. And he sings a song too close. And few people can sing it the way he sings it. And I just want him to come up here tonight and before Sean comes in. And this man, let me just tell you something that's really special. This brother traveled all over this country under the big tents with A.A. Allen. And when A.A. Allen died, people mocked this man, and he, under the cloud of things that were not fully explained, he had to keep on singing and keep on preaching and keep on going. Saw incredible miracles. Later on, we'll present that to you a little bit more accurately, but I admire Gene because he just kept singing. He kept preaching. He kept going. Ministering all across this country. Some of you forgot about him. He dances all. He didn't come into Azusa for years. This is an old song of the church. I'm too close. Mother Armstrong, she's 84 years old. I saw her last. She came and she used to sing this song. I can almost see my master's face. Tell somebody, I'm too close to stop now. I'm on my way to heaven. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Hallelujah. Give Gene Martin a great big God bless you to come.
I'm too close to heaven. Too much journey's in. But oh, I'm so close. I mess around and lose my soul. But oh, I'm so close.
Hallelujah!